Hi, Cody. Good morning. How are you? Doing good?
I'm good. How are you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm great, considering it's a Monday, right? Thanks for asking, you know. I appreciate that. And my name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists. I know Tara does such a wonderful job going over the basics of the program. So
yes,
I'm just grabbing her notes. So did you have any questions for me before we jump into that, like as far as where we do the placement?
Not really. I mean, I pretty much know how the Google thing works. I got a bunch of buddies that do the Google thing.
Okay.
It's like I was telling her, I just started with Angie's last week. I'm kind of committed with them right now, but it just depends on what the pricing is for the spot.
Yes, yes. And she did mention that you're also 6 months in business, so congratulations.
Yes,
that's exciting.
Thank you.
You are so welcome.
Very exciting.
I did actually do a quick search for your company by name just because, you know, Cody, I wanted to see like where you did have some online presence, and what popped up for me.
Very little right now.
Yeah. And it's understandable because you're still a very new company, you know, but I did see the, Angie's List. It looks like there was even something on MapQuest. So, but no Facebook, right? You haven't created like,
a Facebook
business page.
I do. Yes. Yeah.
Well, then you know what? I'll just look for it through my Facebook page. I should be able to put
it should be under Premier Arc Services. Now, like I said, it is new, and we haven't got a lot of the projects listed on there yet, but I do have a page.
Of course. Yeah. No, I'm glad to hear if you've already started that Facebook page. That's awesome. Oh, there it is there. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. Good content. Beautiful work.
Thank you.
Very nice.
I know you're better at taking pictures.
Hey, it's okay. You know what? When I used to cater as a side hustle, let me tell you, people would say, oh, can you send me photos? I'm so focused on serving people.
Yeah,
I'm not taking pictures, getting the work done.
Pictures. Yeah. Every time.
And I love your logo. Looks great.
Thank you.
Okay, good. I would encourage you post, even if it's once a month. You know, try to remember, hey, I got to take a photo, you know?
Yeah, okay. That's the plan, yep.
Beautiful. So, Cody, the reason that we're reaching out to you, and I know that Tara mentioned this, is with this listing being exclusive, we are looking for just one company to fill this position and close it out, okay?
Okay.
What that would mean is that once we work with you on that first page of Google and Bing, we will not turn around and sign up one of your competitors. This is really to ensure that your company would get the maximum amount of phone calls and exposure. Does that kind of make sense so far?
Yes, ma'am.
Why we say it's exclusive? Okay. So a package in particular that I think would be a really good start for you would be our Platinum package. We also call it the VIP with Facebook. Basically, this package is going to put you on the front page of Google in the local map section, and this is where 90% of searches will start and stop. Okay?
Okay.
This will list you on Bing, what I call the sister company to Google, Yelp, Apple Maps. We're going to brand your Facebook page, but what we're going to do is Facebook advertising. Anytime that someone's performing that search on Google for your service, and let's say they didn't call you, right, but they happen to go to Facebook and they're looking at pictures or stories, they're going to be targeted with your ad. This is going to help you reach more new clients, and we make it unique, so that you can retarget an audience by interest, income level, or location. It is a click-to-call ad that will call you directly. Okay?
Okay.
We'll include a website that we will build, host, and maintain, and we'll attach that website where you're listed. We also cover what we call the mobile platform. Anybody that uses their iPhone, Android, their tablet, voice-activated searches to look up your services would find you listed on the first page. Okay?
Okay.
This package pretty much covers all of your bases. I know that Tara mentioned, I don't know if she mentioned you, we are running a Cyber Monday special. So.
She did not.
Okay, so there is a Cyber Monday special. Now, although it's a special, that means it's a price that you would be grandfathered in. So it won't change on you. Okay.
Okay.
So it's going to save you over 50% from the original cost. So what you're looking at, Cody, is a flat monthly rate of $299 a month. There will be a one-time $99 setup fee. That's just to cover programming. So your initial investment $398 to get it started, and then it's $299 monthly after that.
Okay.
That's a fixed flat rate.
And
so,
what is the I guess y'all would need a lot of pictures from me then, huh?
Well, not a lot of pictures. I mean, basically, send us whatever pictures you do have. In the meantime, like for the website, we can use some stock photos if you don't have enough. But we do encourage you that as you're taking photos, get those pictures over to us, because that way we can upload them, because we definitely want to showcase your work, right?
Right.
But the stock
right.
photos would be to give them a general idea of that service. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So, yeah, I mean, we have some people that start with no pictures, okay? And so we put stock photos
until they start taking photos.
And that's okay. I mean, you have some, but I mean, I'm talking people that have nothing, not even a logo. And so we've had to create them
right.
a logo too, which I love your logo, by the way. I don't know if I mentioned that. I think it's super cool.
you know,
with this program, Cody, I mean, it is a monthly program. We'll ask you to stick it out 3 months. What I call it is a 3-month verbal agreement, but you pay monthly. You can cancel at any time. And with this, the beauty of it for me is having that customized tracking and reporting system. So really, you're not just taking our word for it that this program works. You're going to be able to see what phone calls you're receiving, where they performed the location of the search, how many times they clicked on your Facebook ad. You're going to be able to track all of that. Okay.
Right.
You will have a team here dedicated to your account. We assist you with all of this. Of course, everything would start with me. I mean, I'm the person that's considered the lead on the account. But whenever you have changes, updates, a team will be dedicated to assisting you with this so that way you can continue to focus on your jobs. Okay?
Okay.
And I think, I mean, I feel it being monthly, I think it's worth giving a shot. That way we can prove it to you. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's a price point. The price point is not bad.
It's not considering, I mean, how I do it is like this, right? I'm a numbers girl, okay? So I look at, whenever I'm looking at anything that I'm going to purchase, I'm like, okay, what is it costing me per day, right, for this type of a program? And if you look at it in this sense, even the monthly, $299, right? It's basically
right.
costing you less than $10 a day, where you're not just listed on one platform. We're talking Google, Facebook ads, Bing Local, Yelp, Apple Maps, with actually the Facebook ads and a website included. Now, don't get me wrong. Angie's is a great directory, right? But you're listed
yep.
just on
their platform. They just happened to call me out of the blue and just kind of talked me into it, to be honest. All of my buddies have said to go to Google. But,
yeah.
You know, I'm just doing it, and a lot of my work has been word of mouth so far.
Well, you know what, and I'm going to tell you something. That says a lot about your business because, I mean, I don't even know you that well, Cody, but as I'm looking at just the pictures of your work.
Well, it's like that
fence
you see on there.
Mm-hmm.
I got that fence off of a electrical contractor off of another job.
Wow.
So, like, I was doing
awesome.
A container job alongside an electrician, and he sent my number to his GE, and now I do all his metalwork.
Wow. See? And then it spreads like wildfire, right? The work that you
mm-hmm.
do is just, you know, and I'll tell you, word of mouth gets you by far a long ways, right? Because people are,
yes, ma'am.
It's someone who's actually used your services, and they're recommending you to others, right?
Yes, ma'am.
But yeah. I mean, I think this is definitely a really good option for you, and I say let's get you going. What do you think?
How soon, I guess, is this something that we could start maybe tomorrow, or do you have to have it filled today?
Well, I could tell you this. We can get everything set up today and schedule your client. Let me tell you how the process works, right?
Okay.
So basically, you and I set up the account. We just go over the business information. We want to make sure we're listing you correctly. We do the billing. We process payment. And then I schedule the most important appointment is going to be with our technician. It's called the client interview and onboarding. It's not so much with me. Okay, the magic, even though I think it is. But it's not. So basically that client interview, they're going to talk to you about the website, the Facebook ads. They are going
to
go over way more
detail. Similar to the setup at Angie's. They
kind of
had the same thing. They had an original person call me and then an onboarding agent.
Yeah, the difference with Angie's is that I think a lot of it, too, you're kind of setting it up yourself, the profile.
Yes, you are. Yes.
We're doing the profile for you. So there's going to be minimal required from you. But basically, we're doing all the work because we know it's important for you to focus on your job, too. You know, and that's why an interview, we could schedule it at any time tomorrow.
Okay.
But as far as, like, the position itself, if you say, Nadine, let's go for it, then I'm chatting my team right now to stop calling. We filled the position.
I mean, I'm okay with that price point. And if we're still on the verbal agreement for the 3 months, you know, as long as I'm not signing on to anything, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, yeah. And like I said, I mean, you pay monthly. Let's say, and I'll always be transparent with you, Cody. Let's say you decided, you know what, after 60 days, I just want to cancel, okay? You call 3 business days before your bill is due to cancel. There will be a $199 cancellation fee, okay? If you cancel after the 3 months, no cancellation fee. Simple as that.
Okay.
Okay?
Gotcha.
I saw an email for you, cody88fineedge@gmail.com. It was actually on your Facebook page. Was that
yes,
a good email?
I'm going to change that because I have I have a work email now, and it's going to be codybfine@gmail.com.
codybfine@gmail.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I sent an email to you to that other one, but I'm going to resend it to this one. Just FYI. I always like to kind of get ahead of the game because for me, I think it's nice when you have the email that actually shows the whole breakdown. So
you
got an email sent to the other one, but I'm going to send it to this one as well. And then
I'm looking at it now.
Best number. Oh, cool. Okay. And I'll send it to your other one just so that way you have it there. Okay.
Okay.
I hope I spelled Cody right. Do you spell it with a C?
I do.
Okay. I'm like, I don't like when I mess up someone's name, you know? Whether I pronounce it wrong or if I spell it wrong.
Most people spell it with a C. It's actually pretty uncommon for people to spell it with a K.
Really? And I've seen some people spell it with a K, which is interesting, right?
I have a few buddies that spell it with a K.
Do you really? Okay, so are you like, this is Cody with the K, or Cody with the C?
Yes, it was that for a long time, yes.
No way. That's so funny. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so let me send this one over to you. So you do all fabrication, right? Do you do, like, security gates and all that, too?
Yeah, anything metal, really.
Really?
Anything involved in the project that's metal fabrication, welding type stuff.
Uh-huh.
A lot of the, like, metal pergolas and stuff that I do, I actually subcontract that out. I subcontract out, actually, to my buddy who owns the company. He'll come out there and put it up, and I'll come out there and weld it together.
That's nice. That's good that you got, you know, people that you can rely on, too, and kind of, you know, pass it down to them as well. That's really good.
Very important. Very important.
Super important, because you know what? Here's the thing. It's someone that you know and that you can trust, because nowadays, you know, it's kind of hard. Like, when I was in the catering business and people would call me, and again, it was just a side hustle for us, for my husband and I.
Yeah.
Cody, I would have people say, like, hey, do you know anybody since you're booked up? And I'm like, you know what? I don't, honestly, the only one person I could refer to you is already booked because they're trying to send people to me, you know?
Right.
So
right.
I wouldn't refer anybody if I didn't know their food didn't taste right. You know what I'm saying? Because that's like a reflection on me, right?
Very much so.
And Cody, what's your last name? It's just for the account purpose here with me.
It's fine.
Okay.
That is actually my first middle initial and last name in my email.
No way, really? Oh, my gosh. How cool. And then now the company name should read as Premier Arc Services, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Okay. ARC.
Got it. And then I see this address, 186 Terra Trace in McDonough.
That's my personal address. But
is that your home? I was
going to
ask you. So, okay, you have what everyone calls a home office, right? No one comes to your place to purchase materials, but it's your home office. So we're going to hide that address. No one needs to know where you live at. It will not show online, but Google just needs to know like where your business is based out of so they know where to put that red dot.
Right.
Okay. So we'll hide the address. Now, Cody, I'm going to go over some notes for my technician and then we'll start going over billing in a second. When it comes to your services, okay, I'm putting metal fabrication. What else do you want me to notate on here, hon?
let's see. I do metal structural repair.
Metal structural repair, uh-huh.
You could basically just go off Facebook if you wanted to.
That, and I can look at, let me see what your Facebook says here. Okay.
Heavy
equipment repair, let me get that. Fabrication projects, I want to get all that in. Custom
railing.
Yeah,
that's pretty much all of what I do there.
Okay.
Like I said, it's a broad range when you get into the repairs.
Yeah, for sure. Residential and commercial, or do you have a preference, or both?
Right now I'm doing residential because I haven't gotten into it enough to get insurance at the moment.
That's okay. And all that's in the process eventually.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
One step at a time.
Yes. Carpentry framing repair, do you do that? Metal awning and patio cover? Okay.
If it's metal, I don't do wood or plastic or any of the other stuff. As long as it's metal, yes, I can do it.
I see this on Angie, so I'm going to read it to you. I see wrought iron fence repair or weld, metal awning or patio cover installation and replacement, metal awning or patio cover repair, arbor, pergola, or trellis custom build.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so let me add that just so that way it's in there. Just in case if we don't have it from Facebook.
Don't put the arbor and trellis. Just put the pergola for me.
Okay. So I'm going to take out pergola custom build.
Just for the last three that you said, the arbor and the pergola, I just do pergolas.
Okay. Pergola, do you want me to put custom build on the pergola custom build? Or okay, perfect, and I'll remove that. What are your hours of operation?
Right now I'm setting 8 to 5 or 9 to 5.
Monday through Friday?
Yes, ma'am.
8 or 9?
Let's do 9 so I don't get called early.
9 to 5? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Saturday and Sunday closed?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then when we communicate with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, phone and text, all three? What's your preference?
Your best bet to reach me is going to be text.
Text, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And when it comes to the areas to target, I know you say you travel up to an hour. Are you okay with 50 miles, or do you want to scale it back a little?
Yeah, let's do like 30.
30, okay. And then, let's see here. What we're going to do to help prevent from you getting a bunch of spam calls, okay, and this is how you're also going to be able to track if you're actually getting calls from our program. We're going to put a local tracking number that's going to be linked to your phone, and you're going to be able to track those calls. You could even block a spam call if one came in, okay?
Okay.
And then license and insurance is still in the process. I'm going to put...
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have any business registration?
Licensed.
Oh, you are? Oh, let me put that down.
I am a licensed pipe welder, but under my business is not considered licensed.
That's okay. And then let's see here. I'm putting that you have your Facebook page. Now, on your Facebook, you're going to add us on as managers, and the technician will walk you through it. It's really simple. I still encourage you to post on your page, even if it's once a month. Keep your content fresh.
I'm putting
that you have business logo and you have some photos.
Yes, ma'am.
But I'll notate we would need to use some stock, okay?
Yeah. We'll use some stock, and then as I get some work in, I'll be more visual.
Yeah, no worries. No worries. And then we'll get the domain for that website. And then, okay. Let's see here. I think I got all that so far. Okay. Now, Cody, the card that you're going to put on file, is that card in your name, the business name, or in both?
It's in my name.
Okay. And how does it read on there? Just Cody Fine, or is there like a middle initial?
You know what? I don't know, but I'm pretty sure it's just Cody Fine.
Okay. You want to double check? I do this. I don't ever. On some of mine, I have my middle initial. On other ones, I don't.
I don't ever remember putting it, but let me see.
And in the meantime, I'm going to also send you a text message with our customer service phone number, because I'm going to ask you to save that number in your contacts.
Okay, would that be a direct line to you or just customer service?
It's going to be our customer service number. So whenever we call you, it'll be from the 877 number. If you need to make a change or an update, you're going to call the 877 number. And I want you to save it. So this way you don't ever lose our phone number. Okay. I'm going to encourage you to save it today. Okay. I say that because I'm the type of person, if I don't save something right then and there, I end up forgetting later. Always happens to me. Not at work, but in my personal life.
Right. I understand. Okay. You texted it to me. Okay.
Yes. And then I'll send you my info. I'm at the 877 number 2. My extension is 623. Let me send you that. I always like to send my info too, so this way you just have it for your records. Once the technician gets through the client interview, then the team is going to be dedicated to you, right? Because they're the ones that are going to be doing all the creation and all that. So they're the experts when it comes to all that good stuff. Okay, but at least you still have my contact too. Okay, and it's on the bottom of the email I sent you. All right.
Okay, the 877.
Yep, 635-6225.
Hold on 1 second.
Let me know when you're ready, and I'll read it to you. Are you going to save it now?
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Okay, perfect. Okay, take your time. We're almost done here. I probably need about maybe 5 or 7 more minutes, and that won't be done. I just like to always cross all the T's and dot all the I's with everything.
Yes, ma'am. No worries.
How's your guys' weather over there right now? Is it cold?
It could be better. it's cold and wet.
Really?
You know, not very good conditions for the work I do.
Oh, man.
Let's see. What was your extension?
623.
623.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm sorry, I forgot your name. Can you tell me?
Nadine.
Nadine.
I-N-E.
Oh,
it's not
one.
A common name. It is not common. Everyone always asks me, are you from the South? I'm like, no.
Hey, I would rather have a non-common name than a common name.
Cody's not too common.
No, it's not. It's not too common. Okay, I got shaved.
All right, perfect. Okay. So you said, does it have the middle initial?
It does not.
Okay. Same billing address as your 186 Tara Trace?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And is it a Visa, MasterCard,
Visa.
American Express? Okay.
Visa.
And I'm ready for the card number, Cody, whenever you are.
All right, 4011.
Uh-huh.
7100.
Okay.
2419.
Okay.
2422.
Expiration, month, and year.
0527.
And the CVV code on the back.
404.
Okay.
Now, y'all aren't going to charge this today, correct?
No, I'm not. When are we going to be able to charge the card?
Tomorrow. I got to go to the bank.
Okay. Tomorrow at what time? Because I'm going to read that in the voice verification recording that tomorrow, and I'll say the date.
I guess whenever y'all open, I'll put the money in today. So I guess whenever y'all need to.
Okay. Are we going to be able to charge it later on this evening or tomorrow morning? You let me know.
Yeah, probably.
Okay. So, well, let me know, because when I read you this voice verification recording, I am going to specifically state it in there, because this recording is for your protection.
Okay.
It's going to outline the service agreement. It's going to say the date that we're charging the card and the time, because we're not going to charge
I'll
it right
just,
now.
Yeah, whenever we get off the phone, I got to run to the bank anyways, and
okay.
I'll put some money in there and charge it.
Okay. So I'll just say that I'll wait for you to call back to let me know when to charge it. So I will not charge the card.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
I'll just put I'll say it 4 o'clock just to say.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I will not charge it until you call me. Just say, okay, Nadine,
okay.
Go for it. Okay.
Okay,
so
cool.
Cody, when I walk you through this voice verification recording, it's because I have you at a pre-discounted agreement. Okay. And it's just going to mm-hmm. outline the service agreement. It is an added form of protection for you that we send in writing with your invoice. As I am walking you through it, if there is anything that you don't understand, you do me a favor and you stop me. So this way we can review and clarify. Just say, Nadine, what does that mean? And I'll rephrase it for you. I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before I process that transaction when you call today to run it.
Okay.
Sound good? Okay.
Yep.
So it goes on to read like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Premier Arc Services.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Cody Fine, owner operator.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, ma'am.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, calls will come from our customer service number. Please make sure that you would say that number, 877-635-6225, as Local
mm-hmm.
Splash under your contacts. Always allow 24 hours for Local Splash to return all calls to you. Okay?
Okay.
As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. You can choose between one of the three, Cody: your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for the security question?
Let's just do the first pet.
What was your first pet's name?
Jasper.
Jasper?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, I always suggest, let's say someone's calling and they're like, oh, Local Splash, and you're like, I don't know. Just ask, what's my security question? If they hang up on you, you know it wasn't us calling. If they refuse to give it to you, go ahead and kindly disconnect the call. Okay?
Okay.
Now, an example, several of my clients get a call from a company called Yelp. Yelp basically offers advertising services for their specific directory listing. If you do receive these calls, and let's say you happen to be interested in trying it out, let me know. And we can offer you a discounted rate. Okay?
Okay.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And just so you know, this means we're not saying you can't do other marketing. Just before you do, give us a heads up so we can make sure we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Okay. Now, is that basically saying that you guys don't want me posting?
No. What this is saying, and I'll give you an example, right? Let's say you were thinking of doing thumbtack, right?
Okay.
And so you call us, hey, I'm thinking about signing up with Thumbtack. We would tell you, oh, yeah, go for it, because it's not going to interfere with what we're doing, right?
Okay.
Or will tell you, because Thumbtack doesn't do anything that we do. So we would tell you to go for it. But if you said, hey, I'm going to do some Facebook ads, we would tell you, oh, don't do it because right now we're running your Facebook ads and that means you're spending even more money. Right?
Okay.
So we don't want you spending more money. We would rather help you save money. Okay?
But, I'm okay posting like progress pictures through my Facebook.
Oh, yes, absolutely. We encourage it. We want you to.
I just didn't know if y'all considered that advertising.
No. That's not advertising. You post those pictures. Absolutely.
Okay.
Now, as part of our verification process, it is essential, okay, that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. These may include your business license, proof of insurance, and any other items recommended for Google Business Verification. I'm going to send you a list, okay? Some of those items you might have and some of them you might not. Don't worry about it. You send us what you can, okay?
Okay.
Now, we kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within this time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Can I ask, do I need to provide LLC information to you guys?
Nope. If you have it, send us a picture of it. Now, these items, I don't have it yet. Yeah, don't worry about it. If you don't have it, you don't have it. But like, you know how you mentioned you have a license, for the, okay, send a picture of that. Even though it doesn't have your business information on it, but you're showing I'm a legitimate company. I'm legit. You know what I mean? We'll tell you, send us pictures of your work tools, your work equipment, your work vehicle, even if it's your personal vehicle you use. These are just things that we're going to show to Google, like, hey, this is his company, right? Do you have business cards made?
I do.
Perfect.
I do.
Send us a photo of that. Okay. None of those items are going to show up online, just an FYI. It's for the back office. Okay?
Okay. All right.
And then, like I said, just do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yes.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, okay, which is December 1st, 2025, and I believe we agreed to have it charged by 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Okay? Unless if you call me earlier to process the payment.
Okay.
Okay? So at 4 p.m., I will charge the card in the amount non-refundable of $398. Okay? This is a 3-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payment will automatically renew on the first day of each month in the amount of $299. This is a monthly recurring payment, okay? You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, 877-635-6225. Make sure, Cody, that if you cancel that you speak with a live representative. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. To prevent charges for the next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days. Before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So, unless if I hear from you earlier, I will process payment at 4 p.m., okay? You have my number and my extension. Then when we process the payment, you're going to get that receipt sent to you. How does your schedule look for tomorrow for your client interview? Are you pretty open?
Yeah.
Okay. What time would you prefer for the client interview? We're going to block out an hour for tomorrow. And the appointment can take about 30 or 40 minutes. Noon o'clock.
Can we do noon?
O'clock.
Yeah.
That sounded so funny the way I said that, right? Noon o'clock. Oh, my gosh. I don't think the coffee's kicked in yet. Oh, Lord.
Hey, I don't even drink coffee, so you better than me.
No. I'm like, who says noon o'clock? What in the world? God Almighty, help me.
Noon should be good.
Okay, I actually have, so I'm going to schedule your appointment between 12 and 12:30. Now, we're going to call you from that 877 number. make sure you answer all calls within that hour. If for some reason, Cody, we call you and let's say you need 5 or maybe 10 more minutes, okay, pick up the call and just say, hey, can you guys call me right back? We will call you right back. If I'm not on a call, and I'm going to really do my best to try to be available, however, if I'm stuck on a call or in a meeting, they will not wait for me. They're going to call you directly, okay?
Okay.
If I am available when it's time to call, which, like I said, I'm going to try to do my best, I do want to do the introduction with the technician. Hopefully you get one of my favorites. I mean, well, they're all my favorites, but, you know. Okay,
sure. You got something you like a little better, I'm sure.
Yeah, right? I know. My kids tell me the same thing. Oh, so-and-so is your favorite. I'm like, no, you guys are just – that one needs more help than the rest of you that got it together.
Yeah, right, right.
All right. So I sent you the calendar invite. So if anything, if I don't hear back from you at 4 o'clock, I'll process the payment, and then I'll do a follow-up call to make sure you got your receipt. Okay? Otherwise, if you call me earlier, then you call. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Cody. Any other questions for me before I let you go about your day?
No. No.
Okay.
I think we're pretty much cleared it up.
Awesome. Well, I'm super excited for you, and we will talk again at 4. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. Sounds
all
good.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Take care.
Have a good one. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.